We hear again from the reading of 2 Corinthians 5, where Paul writes, "We implore you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
King David shows us in the psalm how to be a sinner before God. Psalm 51:4. "Against you, you only, O Lord, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." To be a sinner before God, the sin that we confess is the sin against God. We know that David's sin was indeed against others. It was against Bathsheba, the woman that he took into adultery, and against his own family, which he damaged with his adultery, and against Israel, who was counting on him to be an honorable king, and against his own body for the lust he brought himself into, and of course against Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, whom David had murdered in order to cover up the adultery. Yet when he confesses his sin, it is confession of sin against not all of those, but the Lord. "Against you, you only, O Lord, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." To properly be a sinner before God, the confession is that all the sin that we commit, the sin in our heart, in our family, against our neighbor, it is all sin against the Lord who created us and created our neighbor. Then, to be a sinner before God, David confesses, "Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment." So David shows us that to properly be a sinner before God, we confess not only that we're sinners, but that God has said that we are. In other words, even if we don't know our own sin, or if we do know it, but we don't understand the depth of it, nevertheless, God declares that we are indeed sinful, and we are therefore fully sinners according to his judgment, and his judgment is all that matters. Psalm 51, "That you, O Lord, may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment." And then David shows us more. Not only are we sinners because we sin against our neighbor and against our own bodies, and because our sin is even more profoundly not only against our neighbor and ourselves, but against God, and because God declares us to be sinners and he will be justified in what he says, but we are sinners also, David says, because we have been in sinful flesh even since we were conceived in our mother's womb. "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity," says David, "and in sin did my mother conceive me." Psalm 51:5. So David teaches us how to be sinners before God. We confess our sin against our neighbor and ourselves. We confess our sin as even sin against God himself. We confess that we have heard God's word declaring us to be sinful. We confess that our sin is not just our thoughts, our actions, and our desires, but it is who we are, even from our conception. We stand before God with that confession on our lips. Then we look at who this God is before whom we stand. And we have another confession to make. This is the God who came in human flesh. He became human to be with us, to know our sin against our neighbor, against ourselves, against him, the Lord. And he became man in order to take all of that sin on himself. Who is it who stands before God as fully, completely sinner? It's not you, and it's not me. It is Christ Jesus. He knew no sin. He was not born into sin. His desires are in no way sinful. He desires to receive every good gift from his Father. Yet he stood before his Father as the greatest sinner of all. 2 Corinthians verse 21. For our sake God made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. That's how David teaches us to be a sinner before God. We stand before God confessing our sin, then we turn to our Lord Jesus and we make a greater confession. We say there, in him, that one, Jesus, you will find my sin. On him my sin was laid. In his body my sin was taken up and put to death. By his blood my sin is covered. This is my confession. Psalm 51, 9. Hide your face from my sins, O Lord, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. To be a sinner before God, we confess our sin. It is sin against neighbor and against self. We confess that it is at its root against God, and it is sin from our very origin, no getting away from it. Then we confess that our sin has been taken up by him, Jesus. We are accounted righteous by no worthiness of our own, but purely by the grace and kindness of him who willingly took our sin upon himself in order to give us his righteousness. Then we confess that we are his. He has ransomed us that we might live under him in his righteousness and purity forever, all as a gift of his grace and kindness. So the Apostle Paul writes, 2 Corinthians 5, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. It's all by the gift of Jesus. In his name, amen.